Monday morning, back with you after a week off with the famille. It's been a fun week. We went to Anglesey, actually, last week. And what a glorious week. You know, we worked this earlier on in the year. I'm thinking, crikey, we've booked to go to Anglesey in October. Is this a mistake? Is there much to do there in October? And apart from the beautiful scenery and the fabulous coastline and the bays and the beaches there, no, there isn't. But thankfully, what a glorious week last week. For once, the weather during October half term was glorious, and what a lovely week it was so nice and refreshing. It was great. The only thing is that Sunday we came back yesterday afternoon and tried to cram everything in because you got no food in, so you have to go to the supermarket. So Donna went off to the supermarket. I'm looking after the kids and unpacking the car, and I hate unpacking the car when you get back after a holiday. It's just such a depressing thing, isn't it? Can there be anything more depressing than unpacking the car after a holiday? And you get inside and then you unpack stuff and then you see the mounds of washing. How on earth do you create that much washing from a one-week holiday? It's quite amazing, isn't it? You think, surely I haven't taken this many clothes away with me. And yet, this all now needs washing. This is ridiculous. Let's do some of the early morning showbiz news, and we'll start with X Factor, shall we, this morning. St Helens star Kira Weathers surviving the first week of live X Factor. She finished in the bottom three, then she faced a sing-off against Alien Uncovered. And this is what happened.
Everybody hurts.
If we have to judge this, if we're going to do a sing-off, and I'm going to have to judge it on the sing-off, otherwise what's the point of doing it? There is an obvious person or artist who was better tonight. And I, even though I'm unhappy with this decision, I think it's the right decision. The artist I'm going to send home is Alien Nation.
There we go. So she made it through by the skin of her teeth. Oh, oops, he also went last night. Caroline Flack there at the end. What's the point of Caroline Flack on this series of X Factor? She's like a microphone holder, isn't she? She's like a mic stand. Ollie's asking the question. She just did the... And then even last night, I don't know if you caught this, slightly off mic, just as Kira had been like tearful kind of, oh, well done to Alien Uncovered. This, just listen to Caroline Flack here.
Off you go.
Bye-bye now. Good to be back on this morning, although I must admit, a 4:15 alarm call isn't great after you've had a little break away. It's kind of, I was dreading it last night, and then when it went off this morning, oh no, it can't be true. Once you've had like 7 lies in a row, to wake up that early, it's not good. But we had a nice week away last week, thoroughly refreshing in Anglesey. And I must confess, when we booked this earlier on in the year, I thought, oh, a week away in Anglesey at the end of October, that's going to be grim. But the weather was beautiful last week where we were. I hope it was good for you. It was really, really nice. I was thinking, I know people that went abroad didn't get as good weather as we got in Anglesey. And what a place. It's like the land that time forgot is Anglesey. And even when it comes down to things like having 2 lanes on a road, I noticed, is something they've kind of not quite got the hang of in most of Anglesey. There's one road, isn't there? It goes through the A55, straight through the middle. And then everything else, they're like back lanes. My driving skills were certainly finely tuned last week. Some of those roads, they went very narrow. I was looking at the panic-stricken faces of my family in the car as we went around some of the country lanes that take... And you drive down these country lanes, we've just driven onto a beach. Everywhere you go. Oh, there's another one. How am I going to get out of this now? There's nowhere to turn around or anything. I there was a couple of roads we went down. I thought, I'm going to be stuck here forever. How am I going to get out of here? In fact, there was one point, and this is you wouldn't believe how much this is going to take to confess this. There was one point, fellow gentleman will get this. There was one point last week where I actually had to ask Donna to get out of the car and just check the back of the car to make sure I wasn't going to reverse into a wall. You've no idea how hard that was to actually do. Watch out for...
Fog!
This morning. There's one for the parents everywhere who've had to sit through numerous episodes of Peppa Pig over the years.
Fog!
A grumpy rabbit there. Lovely.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, David. On your way to work. Let me just tell everyone, David is a man on the up. His career is on the up. Who do you work for, David?
Schindler List!
I've been waiting to do that joke on the radio for about 25 years, and we've got there eventually. Fabulous. Thank you for providing me with the opportunity, David. So you're on your way to work this morning, working for Schindler Lifts over at Media City. Now, you live in Abram. People may deduce very quickly from your voice you have an Australian accent. Where are you from, David?
I'm from Sydney.
You're from Sydney. So what on earth brought you over to Wigan, if you don't mind me asking, David?
My wife's from Wigan. Oh,
love brought you over to Wigan. That's the kind of story. Yeah. Sydney to Wigan for love. Love it.
Yeah.
So you're disappointed after Australia lost the Rugby Union World Cup on Saturday, or not too bothered?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm more of a league fan, though.
Oh, so. Right. OK. We were just chatting off there before. You won't be getting too much flat around the office, bearing in mind England's dismal performance in the World Cup. They've been quiet,
yeah.
Have they?
They have been, yeah.
OK. Right, well, let's see if we win you some tickets. We've got tickets for City World League to give away this morning. Our kids from Westfield Community School in Wigan with our lyrics. And this is what it sounded like this morning.
Hi, my name is Torbit, and this is my lyric. Who am I to disagree? I travelled the world down the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
OK, on this beautiful... You must be regretting coming over here when you have weather like this morning.
When my family sent me photos of the beach, yeah.
All right. What's the song and who sings it, David?
It's Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams. It is. Congratulations. So to brighten your morning, we're going to give you a couple of tickets to go and see a movie at Cineworld in Lee. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're
Thank you.
This morning, David?
I'll say hello to my wife, Catherine, and the boys, Dylan and Ethan.
Fantastic. Great. Have a great day at work today. Thanks for coming on the show, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. And we'll play again tomorrow morning. If you want to play along, got Latix tickets up for grabs tomorrow. Burger King could become the first fast food chain to sell alcohol. They're announcing plans to sell beer in plastic bottles. They've applied for drinks licences at four of their stores. Britain's oldest tree appears to be undergoing a sex change. This is the Fortingall Yew in Perthshire. They reckon it's between 3,000 and 5,000 years old. Who's been counting the rings on that, by the way? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Isn't that how you count how old a tree is? That's a lot of those, isn't it? It's regarded as a male tree because it produces pollen, but apparently it's been producing berries as well now, which is signs of a female nature. What's going on there? And here's one that will send shivers down your spine if you are a regular lottery player. Lottery raffle winners could miss out on million-pound prizes after the wrong winning codes were posted online. Human error was to blame, apparently, after incorrect millionaire raffle codes were on the website mid-October, October the 10th. OK? So if you had a ticket for that day and you checked them online and you didn't win and you ripped up your ticket and you bit... What happens now? You could have had a winning ticket. You see, that's why I don't play. That kind of thing would happen to me. Honestly, I'm sure that was the number I had. It was.
Yeah.
That's not going to wash, is it? Right.